Stella, you are on the academy.
Yes.
You're such an awesome person.
Thank you.
And you're making, is it 3,000?
Yeah, it's just over 3,000, so almost 4,000.
Like it. So you're making £3,000 or £4,000 a month?
Yes.
In property?
Yes.
And that is, what properties are those like? How does that work?
So I currently have 4 HMOs and 1 SA.
1 serviced accommodation, 4
yes.
HMOs.
Yeah.
When did you come to the crash course and join the academy?
I joined in October.
So not even that long ago.
Not that long.
And when did you come to the crash course?
I came October as well, actually. I joined on the day.
Okay. So the properties that you've got, was that after or before joining the academy?
So I've actually got 2 before the academy, and I got the rest after.
Okay.
So the skills that I learned really made me just go for
it. You just absolutely skyrocketed.
Exactly.
Okay. So, backstory. You're from London.
Yes.
What do you do for a living full-time outside of property?
I'm an IT application analyst.
Okay. Mm. And going from IT to property, a little bit different.
Big difference.
Tell me the story.
Well, so I graduated, did the whole degree, master's, and then I went into work, and I just hated it.
Yeah.
I work in the corporate world, so it's long hours, it's a lot of sucking up, it's a lot of trying to climb that ladder, and I just thought this is just so frustrating.
Yes.
So I tried to look for something outside of that, tried to see what else I could do, and also I just wanted to find something that I was passionate about, not something that I was working just for the sake of working to do.
Yeah,
so I started venturing out of it and just came across property and thought maybe I'd give this a try.
How did you come across property?
So I looked at the different YouTube videos, I've done different research, joined property groups, and I thought, let me actually get starting into this and see what I can do.
Yes, so it's such like a similar pattern. A lot of people, they watch the YouTube videos, there's even people now, you know, people that are watching your videos that probably will be sat in this chair in 6-12 months time.
Yeah.
You know, did you watch the Winners Wednesday videos?
I have watched Winners Wednesdays. I've watched Winners Wednesdays video, dinner videos as well.
Yes. When you used to watch Winners Wednesday last year, did you know that you were going to be on Winners Wednesday?
No.
Really?
I'm still in shock that I'm here.
Really?
I'm still in shock. Absolutely. I never would have imagined that I'd come this far.
Okay. So you just, you're in a job, not loving it, not as your first life, young lady, you know, loving life, but just not necessarily loving the idea of having to work 40 hours a week for 40 years.
No.
Right.
No. I was tired with it after 2 years.
Are you still in IT?
I am still in IT. I think it's more now I need to get through that mindset. Because it's easy to say, okay, now I'm financially free, I can move. But now I need to get into that mindset of leaving that 9-to-5, that traditional route.
Yes.
That you go down, so I'm still trying to work on that, but I'm almost there.
Do you feel, I know you're almost there, do you feel like a little bit, now you've got your property income, and of course property income is fantastic, but this is very new to you.
Yes.
So it's good that you're not rushing or going crazy, but you're making between £3,000 and £4,000 a month in property with your four houses, awesome. Your IT job income, I guess now you don't need to do that. Like tomorrow, if you got fired, presumably, I don't know what your expenses are, but you'd be fine.
I'll be fine.
You'd be fine.
I'd be fine.
So going to work from a position of choice, how does that feel compared to going from a position of having to?
It's perfect. It is absolutely perfect. There's a sense of release.
Yeah.
And a sense of freedom that you have of knowing that I don't need this job. That I'm not here because I have to be here. I'm here because I want to be here.
Yeah.
You know, having that choice to say, I could easily put in my resignation tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's a sense of freedom that comes with having that choice.
Yes.
Absolutely adore it.
Do you live on your own? Do you have family?
I live on my own. I do have family, but I moved on my own. I have mum, brother and sister.
Yeah.
I'm back in Kent.
Yeah.
And I'm living in London.
Tell me what your family make of your crazy property ventures.
So at first when I started, they thought I was crazy to go into it. They thought I was absolutely nuts and that. It's just one of those things that I was like, well, I've never heard of that. That can't work.
Yeah.
You know, but as I started really getting involved in it and actually starting taking on properties, they saw the change. They saw that it was actually working, that it was possible. And through that, I've actually managed to get my mum and my aunt onto your academy.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, that's the dream, because a lot of people that I speak to when they're just starting out, you've been in property now a good few months and you've got some results. But a lot of people say, you know, my family are really skeptical, my family are trying to protect me, they don't want me to do it. But then what often happens is, usually it's like, you know, don't do it, don't do it. And then you do it and you get some success. And then it's a case of, we'll see. You know, yes. We'll see. And then you suddenly start getting really successful, and then it's like, you've changed.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, oh my goodness, my family just, will they ever support me? But the fact that your family were skeptical, but then when they saw your results, they're now like, boom, I'm in, and they join the academy, is like ridiculously exciting.
I know. Just going from their first reaction when I brought this idea up to where they are now and calling me and asking me for advice, it's like, wow.
Yeah, wow. You're like what, in your 20s?
28.
Same age as me?
Yes.
It's always dangerous to question to have. So the same age as me, you're now working from a position of choice.
Yeah.
So the four deals that you've got, did they all come? I know that you joined the academy midway through because you bought two houses, but the strategies, did it all kind of come from the training from myself, from the crash course and the videos and the academy?
Absolutely. So your enthusiasm of making it property as a business has really resonated with me.
Mm.
Instead of seeing it as a side business, I'm now seeing this as my main business.
Yeah.
So I'm going out there and I'm talking to vendors as if this is my business, my main business. So I think having that mind change has really changed in the way I'm speaking to people.
Yeah.
And they're taking me more seriously. And they're now coming to me with different offers. And especially going to direct landlords, they're seeing more of, okay, this is more of a business.
Yeah.
And she's not trying to scam me or anything. It just seems more genuine.
I know that's what you've done as well. You've been going straight to the landlords direct.
Yes.
You've been using the special websites.
I have.
Which is really cool. Okay, let's talk through the deals then, okay? So you've got four. One serviced accommodation.
Yes.
Do you own that or do you control it?
Control it.
So you don't even own it. Talk me through that. How's it work?
So that's on a rent-to-rent deal. I got that through the landlord directly. It's a one bed in London, doing really well. Landlord was nice. I managed to seal that deal within a week. It was literally just meeting her and building that rapport that got me that deal.
So when did that go live?
So that went live actually last month.
Last month. And are the bookings coming in okay?
Good.
They're coming in nicely?
Really well.
How much, since it went live in the last month, how much income or how much bookings in total have you generated?
So for this month, we managed to get, I think, 50% for this month. Going from March, I haven't looked at February yet, but going from March, we're looking at 80%.
Yeah, and 50%, so this last month, I know it's always quieter at this time
of
year. What, in terms of revenue, do you know how much that equals, that equates to?
Well, that's more than 1,000 profit.
More than 1,000 profit?
Yeah.
That's great. So that deal, literally, you rent it, you control it, and then you... And then you re-rent it out, but you do it legally.
Yes.
With all the correct contracts and everything like that. On booking.com, Airbnb.
Yes. HomeAway.
Where?
HomeAway.
Where have most of the bookings been coming from?
Bookings.
Bookings.com.
Yes.
Okay. Love that. Congrats. So that's your one deal. Easy peasy. But you know what? It sounds easy peasy. You're like, oh, I just went and did it, you know.
Mm.
But actually, there's a lot of systems and there's a lot of work that does go into it.
There is a lot. There is a lot just to try and make sure that you can get it up and running and systemize and everything. That's where I am right now, just making sure I'm putting things in place from what I heard in the last boot camp. I'm now trying to implement that. I'm putting all of that in place.
So that was the academy training?
Yes.
The Rent-to-Rent Revolution?
Yes.
Bang, bang. How was the Rent-to-Rent Revolution?
Amazing. So many good little nuggets that I got from that.
Yeah.
So many good things I'm going to
implement. But the thing is, you can have a batch. And sometimes people say to me, and it kind of ticks me off, because they're like, oh, I'm not going to do the academy, I'll just watch the YouTube videos. And it's like...
No, you've got to be in the room.
Why do you say that?
I think because I've watched YouTube videos, and I think there's something about being in that room. You get more information out of it. You get your questions answered directly. I mean, you're sitting around people who are in the same place as you, who want to learn the same thing as you. You can bounce off each other, bounce off ideas. It's an amazing place to network with people as well.
Yeah. And I also think the way I almost look at it, I mean, even your family.
Yeah.
You know, you could have said to your family, look, you're a family member. I want you to watch the YouTube videos, go on the free. But you're like, no. Get to the crash course. Go on the academy.
Absolutely.
Because you've done it. You're making the money off of the back of it.
Exactly.
For me, I almost look at it like reading a theory book and then driving a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the theory's great and you do need it. And most of my academy members also watch the YouTube videos and stuff. Awesome. But then you've got to go in the car, man. You've got to do it. You need an instructor with you so that you can do it well.
Exactly.
So That rent to SA, are you going to get more like that? Or is the £1,000 a month, are you like going to call it a day? Or what's the plan?
I'm hoping to get more like that.
Yeah.
We're hoping to go more into BRR stuff. So yeah, just seeing where things go.
Talk about the other three then. They're all BRR deals.
No, HMO deals. So
sorry,
rent
HMO.
To rent. Yeah, all
okay.
Control.
Oh, they're all rent-to-rent HMOs. Yeah. Okay, so you've got one rent-to-rent service accommodation and then three rent-to-HMOs. Where are they?
Yeah, so four in Oxford.
Okay, good. Good. Okay. So talk to me about the figures and how you got them.
So the first one I got, that is a lot of hard work. A lot of no's got into that before I got that first one.
Yeah.
It was through an agent and I was basically just knocking on doors, speaking to people, waiting for that yes, really. And it was daunting. It really was going through that process. But once I got that yes, it was just amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. So it was an 8-bed. That was my first one. All en suite rooms. It was beautiful. And I managed to get it rented out within 3 weeks.
And that's in Oxford?
Yes.
Did you say the serviced accommodation? Is that...
London.
That's in London. And then the three HMOs are in Oxford?
Yes.
So the HMOs, are they all from the same landlord? Or are they all from different...
They're from different landlords.
Yeah.
So three of them are from... They're actually family members.
Okay.
So they all invest in properties. They're all family members, and it's just come through recommendation.
Yeah.
Then the other two are separate.
I always say, I don't know if you would agree with this, your first deal is always the hardest.
Absolutely.
Because, but you even said it, once you got that yes, I mean, the confidence that goes up.
Yes.
Not only the confidence in you, but then the confidence in the landlords, because you can now say, look, this is what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Rather than just, oh, I'm just kind of starting out.
Yeah, exactly. Because when you're speaking to them, you always get that, oh, what's your experience?
Yeah.
So it's just finding that one person, that one landlord or estate agent to believe in you to get that first deal.
How did you finance these rent-to-rent deals?
So I actually took out a loan for the first one.
Yeah.
To put in the first 3 months' rent up front. So by using that loan, I've actually managed to recycle that money for the rest of the rent-to-rent.
Oh, that's so cool. So when you joined the academy, did you have like savings? Did you have no money at all? Where were you at?
So I had a bit of savings from what I had saved up from the rent-to-rent deals, the profits.
No, but before. So when you first started out in property, where were you at like financially?
Financially, I was okay. I'd saved a bit.
Yeah.
Nothing
How much?
Major.
How much?
So you probably had about... 9,000-10,000, say.
Okay, so you got 9 or 10 grand.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people ask me this question, Stella, and I think you're about to help. A lot of people say to me, I've got 9 grand in the bank, or I've got 10 grand in the bank. Where do I go from here? Like, what do I do? So you had a little bit of savings, but you went on the academy.
Yes.
So you used all of your savings, because the academy,
to learn.
You know, is more than 9 grand.
Yes.
So you used all of your savings and probably and some.
Yeah. And some, a bit of credit, you know.
A little bit of credit.
Yes.
But to get trained.
Yeah.
And this is a really interesting topic. I mean, you're like the perfect case study right now, because it's hard for me to advise. If someone says to me, Simon, I've got 10 grand, what would you do? For me to say, oh, do the academy. It's a bit like, ooh, it sounds like I'm trying to sell to them almost, or I'm trying to, oh, do the academy just because I run the academy.
Yeah.
I don't even see the money. I don't take a salary from the training company. Mm-hmm. But hand on heart, if I was starting over again and I had 10 grand, I'd go on the academy.
Yeah.
Because the other alternative is to invest into a tiny little cheap single let house up north at best and get 200 quid a month.
Yeah.
So you invested everything into the academy, so now you've like put all your money and some and you've got no money. And then how did you then get 4 rent to rent deals? It's insane.
I know. Honestly, since I joined the academy, it's just been flowing because I've had a different mindset.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the first two and it was great, but I was in my comfort zone still because I was having that income and I had my 9-to-5. So I was seeing that as a side business, just something to help me along.
Yeah.
But since joining the academy, I'm now starting to think of it as my business.
Yes.
And I want to jump from that 20 to 100 right now.
Yeah.
So I'm moving, I'm making those movements, I'm putting in the work that needs to be put in there to make sure that I get to where I need to go.
Yeah. Okay, so first rent-to-rent deal, you got a loan. How much did you get the loan for?
It was 20,000.
30,000?
20.
20,000. Yeah. Okay, sorry. And that 20,000, did that just get you one rent-to-rent?
Yeah.
Wow, so this is like a seriously hefty rent-to-rent. Okay, talk me through the figures then. What was the breakdown of that 20 grand?
So the breakdown was the 3 months up front.
Yes.
Yeah, 3 months up front plus the deposits.
Okay, so that was about how much?
So in total...
what's the rent on that?
So it's about 4,800 a month.
A month?
Yeah.
So, oh my goodness. So literally 3 months rent up front, that's like almost 15 grand.
Yeah, and then the deposit as well.
Wow. And then the deposit. So that's pretty much your 20 grand swallow.
Yeah.
Did you lease the furniture?
So I managed to negotiate having the furniture put in.
By the landlord?
Yes.
Right. So 20 grand is needed for that.
Yeah.
That's a massive commitment though.
It was. It was.
That's a risk.
It was a big risk, but a risk I was willing to take because I knew I had to make it work.
Boom. Shaka. Ha. The thing is though, taking out a 20 grand loan, okay, to invest into one rent to rent deal, 3 months upfront rent, which is almost 15 grand, plus the deposit is your 20 grand gone. Mm-hmm. And then you can't rent it out and you're screwed.
Yeah.
Absolutely screwed because suddenly your expenses are so high.
Yeah.
Did you not fear?
I mean, I had a bit of fear, but I had to push that to the side because I knew that this was something that I wanted to go into.
If you'd have done that on a wrong deal, you would be financially screwed.
Absolutely. So I had to make sure that the numbers worked.
Yes.
And I made sure that I had the right training to go into such a deal.
Well, that goes back to the academy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I would always say to somebody, go get training. You have to.
Yeah.
Because if you... if you go for the wrong deal, it can really have massive consequences.
It can. And people do this. Sometimes people have a bash, meaning, I don't want to pay for the training, so I'll pay for my mistakes instead. And then get a rent-to-rent deal, and then they can't rent it.
Yeah.
And then you're stuffed. Mm. So 4,800 a month. So that is how many bedroom HMO?
Eight bedrooms.
Eight bed. And you rented all the rooms out?
In 3 weeks.
Oh, that's just brilliant. Because... you did your due diligence,
yes.
You had the training, you spoke to the right people, mm-hmm. You spoke to HMO management company, presumably in the area.
Yes.
Do you manage that yourself or do you have it managed?
At the moment, I'm managing it myself, but from what I learned at the boot camp, I will be implementing a few things.
Right, yeah. And managing it yourself is not a problem to begin with. You're going to learn loads doing it, but you want to make it more passive, streamline it. Okay, so that makes sense. So as a result of that loan, you got that rent-to-rent deal. Did you say that then you just saved all of the profit from the rent-to-rent?
Yeah, so the profit, and obviously because it was 3 months up front, I was getting that back plus the profit. Plus the profit. So I was using that to then invest in other deals.
In more rent-to-rent deals? Wow. You are amazing. Honestly, it's so, your story, it's so cool hearing that. Outside of the rent-to-rent revolution program on the academy, what has been your favorite training on the academy?
DFE.
Yes. Deal finding extravaganza.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was 3 days.
Yeah, probably.
It was really good.
Yeah. What else?
The infinite returns.
Oh, you liked that one.
I'd never heard of that before in my life, so that was really good.
What does infinite returns mean?
So it is when, so it's the BRR strategy, really.
Yeah, that'd
be
a great example.
You can get infinite return from a property. So you buy, refurbish, then refinance it.
Yeah, sure. But you kind of got infinite returns on your loan.
Yeah, pretty much.
You did, because you put in none of your own money, you put the bank's money in. Isn't it nice to get rich off of the bank?
Yeah.
Rather than the bank getting rich off of you. So you borrowed money from the bank.
Yes.
And then you invested it and you didn't put any of your own money in.
Mm-mm.
You got an infinite return.
Yeah.
So that's insane. Okay. What are your plans for 2020 and what do you need from me?
So my plans for 2020 is just to get better connections, find good deals out there, get better deals, start on BRR. What I need from you is just advice. Let me know where to go and what to do next. If you have any properties that you want rent to rent.
Oh, I love it!
Management on.
I might do. You know what? I'm so glad you asked me that question because I was running a crash course and someone said to me, I've tried rent to rents in Birmingham and no landlords in Birmingham will pass their properties on rent to rent. And the week before, I had passed 4 of my HMOs on to academy members on rent to rent.
Oh, really?
And I said to the person, None in Birmingham. That's interesting because I'm a Birmingham landlord. And actually last week, I've asked, and people sometimes don't think to even ask the question.
Yeah.
But the fact that you just said to me even, have you got any properties?
Yeah.
that's what you need to do in business. You need to sometimes just ask the question.
Yeah. So, you might get a no, but at least I'll ask.
Yeah, but I didn't give you a no. I'll give you a check. Yeah. But you will that's be great. Like, you're a winner now on Winners Wednesday. You're on Thank the Academy, you. So you will be on my top little black book of Thank people I'll reach out to. Okay, so BRR then. So you're making great money from rent to rent. What are you doing with that cash flow? Are you saving it? Are you...
Yep, so at the moment I'm saving it to try and find that right BRR deal.
Yes.
To go into... It's just raising the finance that's a bit difficult at the moment.
Yeah. Because for a BRR, for anyone that doesn't know, so that's you buy a property, you refurbish it, add value, and then you refinance it, pull the money back out, which is a great wealth building strategy. Because what you've been doing up until now, over these last few months, very successfully, may I add, is you've been operating as a property entrepreneur because you've been, of course, you've been investing money, but you've been making cash flow, which is awesome, making a few, £3,000-£4,000 a month. But now it's, how can I take that cash flow or take other people's money and invest it into property and also build wealth and build a portfolio that way? So I think that's a really smart strategy. Next, of course, I'll help you with that.
Thank you.
Throw deals at you and brainstorm. And
thank you. I'd absolutely appreciate that.
100%. And of course, if you've been on Winners Wednesday, we have like special dinners specifically for winners.
Yeah,
I don't know if you knew about
this. I've seen that.
So you'll be invited to the next winner's dinner by being on here. So that's really exciting. Tell me what advice you'd give to your 6 month younger self when you were just watching me on YouTube, thinking, "Wow, that seems cool." Like, what would you advise yourself?
Dreams can come true. Like, if you put in that effort and you keep on striving towards what you want, it will happen.
Yeah.
It will happen. It's not just a dream. It's not just for the 1%. It can happen for you.
Yeah. I love that. That's so powerful. Okay. Well, listen, we need to do a part two interview at some point. You've killed it on the rent-to-rent side. I'm sure in another 6 months, year's time, we're going to hear how you've done development and some crazy stuff there. On specifically the rent-to-rent side, what would be your top tip to finding good rent-to-rent deals?
So I would say just make sure it's in the right area. Make sure your numbers are correct. Don't go into a deal just because there's a deal on the table. Make sure it is a good deal. A lot of people will throw bad deals at you and you'd probably be tempted to sign it because, you know, you want that first deal. But actually hold back, make sure it's correct, and just take that time to consider it.
Did you have to walk away from any deals?
I've walked away from many deals.
that can be the hardest bit.
That can be, definitely.
Knowing what to say no to, you know. So what would you say to someone that was thinking of coming to a crash course?
Do it. The people that you meet on the crash course are absolutely amazing. The people I've networked with, advice that I've got, some people are friendly, they're willing to help you out. Just do it.
Yeah. I'm going to leave in this video a link to the crash course. So anyone that's listening, get yourself booked on below. You heard it from me, you heard it from Stella. And thank you so much for coming in, man.
Thank you.
We'll
chat,
we'll have dinner.
Yes.
Take things to a new level.
Yes.
Love it.